from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Also brought to you in part by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. Now, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, welcome to Rick Stockstill Live. 1 hour of football conversation with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com or tweet your questions by the hashtag AskStock. Here's the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill tonight. We come to you live here each and every Monday night during the Blue Raider football season. Coach Rick Stockstill is here for tonight's episode of Rick Stockstill Live. We will recap the Vanderbilt game. We will talk about issues in college football, the opening weekend of college football, and, of course, a look ahead to this weekend's game at Syracuse. And, Coach, you can just look around here. And the opening weekend, college football has kind of gone like the NFL. They have expanded opening weekend now to about 4 or 5 days. It started, I guess you could even back it all the way up to the game in Australia. Then Thursday night, you had a big bunch of games. Friday, Saturday, had a couple of great games last night. And then they'll wrap up the opening weekend with tonight with Tennessee and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I think it's really neat how the NCAA has done this and getting more games kind of spread out, especially this first weekend, all the games on Saturday and then a couple yesterday and then a couple here tonight. So there's that buffer there before the NFL gets started, on Sunday and Mondays that enable you to do that. So I think it's pretty neat for college fans.
And I don't know if it was coincidence or not, but when the NFL moved their season by a week, because the NFL season used to open Labor Day weekend too, but they kind of back-timed from the Super Bowl, and it ended up letting college football have a spotlight for a weekend with really no NFL games going on at all, not even any preseason games.
Yeah, it's I don't know if that's planned, like you said. Yeah. It just works out that way. But, the only thing I wish the NFL would have stayed off of Thursday.
Yeah.
When they came on Thursday, now, people got to make a choice. You want to watch a Thursday college game or an NFL game. So
yeah, and it's something very similar. That's one of the things we can talk about is Thursday night, college football had kind of carved out its niche, and you didn't mind that playing a game on Thursday nights, but you're not a big fan of playing on Friday nights.
Yeah, I don't like Friday because I think the high school football, that should be sacred. That should be for those guys. And you think about it, they're 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, and, it's their time, their day to shine. And I really don't like playing on Friday nights.
Yeah. Well, our opening drive is brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. The Post is offering a free 3-year mailed subscription to every address in Rutherford County. But to get it, you have to go to their website to sign up, murfreesboropost.com. And that is to get a free 3-year mailed subscription of the Murfreesboro Post. And, of course, our opening drive tonight is an overview of Saturday's opener for the Blue Raiders, a 28-6 Vanderbilt win over Middle Tennessee. And the Commodores have now won 3 straight in the series. Over the last 6 games, it is 3-3 between the two. But, Coach, obviously a disappointing opening night for your ball club in a loss, but also some of the fears that you had going into the season kind of came to fruition.
Yeah, it's we're disappointed we lost. We got beat by a better team, and Vanderbilt is much improved. They're a lot better than they were last year, and obviously a lot better than the year before that. So they're a really good team. They were so much bigger than we were on both sides of the ball. They swallowed us up, in the offensive line. you know, and then their secondary and linebackers were so big that it made it hard for our receivers. We didn't get much separation at the receiver position. There weren't many open throws there. And then, you know, offensively, you know, we did a great job stopping their run. And last year, Webb had 29 carries for 211 yards, and this year he had 24 carries, you know, for 49 yards. So we did a better job, a lot better job stopping the run. Where they were so much bigger than us in the offensive line, we couldn't get any pressure on their quarterback early. And finally, we got some there in the second half. But, you know, they're a good team. They were a lot better than us.
Yeah, with what they were doing offensively, and a tip of the hat, too, to Kyle Shermer, because I think he's much improved over a year ago, and they do a good job with him.
Yeah, I thought I was impressed with him. I thought he played a really good game. And then also I think they're better at the wide receiver position this year than they were, you know, any of the last 2 years. They've got some legitimate weapons out there at the receiver position, and that's going to be a tough out, you know, for people in the SEC now. That's, you know, Vandy, nobody, you know, respects them because of their name. But that's a really good football team. And you go back and you look at it, they beat Tennessee last year, Georgia last year, Ole Miss last year. They go to a bowl game, so it's not the Vandy of old, and that's not to take anything away from them, you know, previous years. But that was a really good football team we played.
Yeah, we'll continue our opening drive and overview and review of Vanderbilt game on Saturday night in just a couple of moments. But tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com online. And that is, want to remind you as well, we are on Facebook Live tonight. We are not on the PA system here at Sam's, but join us on the radio. If you'd like to ask Coach Stock a question, drop us an email, radio@goblueraiders.com. Or drop us a comment on the Facebook Live broadcast of tonight's show. We'll take a break. Back with the head coach after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student-athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, You can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
The home of the Blue Raiders, News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill tonight. Rick Stockstill live, and Blue Raider fans, for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical and home improvement needs, Lee Company, the team to call, 615-867-1000 or leecompany.com. Want to welcome all those folks who have joined us on Facebook Live tonight, including Mayor of Smyrna, Mary Esther Reed, and it's her birthday today, so congratulations and happy birthday there. But we gave the comments and well-deserved comments and compliments to Vanderbilt. Now, for your ball club, was there some things that you've been able to go back and watch the tape and say, you know, it didn't show during the game, but there were some good things that happened?
Oh, yeah, it's never – it's never as bad as what you think. Never as good as what you think. So we did some good things. We just weren't consistent enough. We've got some issues we've got to get shored up, taken care of, obviously. And I think we will. You know, it was – and I said it after the game, it was a mismatch. They were bigger. They were better than us, especially up front. And, you know, when – like I said earlier, you know, I knew we didn't have a guy, you know, that had separated himself yet at the running back position. And you look at it, you know, Brent and Richie and Ty, you know, were our three most productive runners in that game. And that's not good when you've got two receivers and a quarterback. So we got to get better there. We got to find a way to run the ball more effectively and efficiently than what we did, you know, Saturday against Vanderbilt. But you know, we did some good things, like I said, after defensively, you know, after those first three drives, we settled in and played really, really good football with the exception of one play in the third quarter. And then, you know, offensively, we were just, you know, we were our own worst enemy from a standpoint that we couldn't win in the line of scrimmage. And when you can't win there, when you can't protect, you can't get anything going in the run game, you know, it makes it hard for you.
When they scored on their first three possessions to go up 21-0, did that force your hand to change what – I mean, you have a game plan that in a perfect world, here's how you'd like for it to play out, but did it make you change anything?
No, Chip, it didn't. You know, we went in with – you know, with we were going to try to do some things to see if we could we stuck to basically the script that we had going in. And, you know, once it got to 21, you know, and then 28, you know, now you're going to throw every down. It makes it tough, even tougher for the offensive line when they know those guys are coming. They don't have to respect the run. And it made life hard on our offensive line and on Brent. And, you know, so – We got to get better there. Got to get better in our offensive line and find a way to run the ball.
Yep. Speaking of running the football, you hope that someone would separate themselves. Maurice Gordon ended up your leading rusher with a net of 26 yards on 7 carries. Shane Tucker, I kind of thought we might see him a little more running the football, but 21 yards on 2 carries, and his big, I guess, rush was on a busted play.
Yeah.
Richie, 2 carries for 14 yards, and Ty Lee carried it 5 times for 8 yards on jet sweeps, things like that.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, Shane got 23 snaps in at running back and 27, I think it was, at wide receiver. So he played, you know, about 3/4 of the game, and we'll continue to do that with him. But again, we lost Reuben. Everybody knows that. We lost Reuben Garnett in camp. You know, so you lose your starting tailback at a position that was already thin and really, other than him, relatively unknown. You know, so we've got to overcome that here in these next couple weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, the Terrell West was, you know, a guy who you'd hope to be able to count on, but his injury is going to have him out for a while.
Yeah, did I say Terrell or Reuben?
Yeah, you said Reuben. It was Terrell.
I meant Terrell, yeah. So, yeah, Reuben's at receiver. So, yeah, losing Terrell was a big blow to us.
Yeah. The as you can tell, we got college football on here in here tonight, Tennessee and Georgia Tech on all the televisions here. Another thing while we're talking about having your hands on the football, as far as the special teams and kicking game the other night, and mixed bag.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought it was – I thought we were really good in the kicking game. You know, we didn't kick off that much, but we had a touchback, and then Rook shanked one. You know, we missed – had the extra point blocked because of, you know, the left guard. But I thought we punted well, we protected well, you know, we covered. You know, they didn't have any return yards in the punting game. You know, we did it. I thought Richie did a good job of fielding punts with the exception of maybe one. But that's tough, you know, on those rugby punts. You got to be really smart, and, you know, you're going to err on the side of caution before taking a chance. And then, you know, Richie had a nice return on one of them. You know, so I thought it was good for, you know, the first game. I thought also, Chip, that, you know, we only had four penalties for 14 yards. And in the first game with as many young people as we played, I thought that was a really good positive sign there that, you know, we're playing good disciplined football, that you're not doing things to beat yourself.
Yeah, and how much – and explain to folks how much different it is fielding a rugby-style punt as opposed to a traditional kick, because you're right. Richie had one good return. There was one, you know, as you said, erred on the side of caution. But when you do that, I mean, he gave up about 15 invisible yards.
Yeah, those yards are you don't want to do it. But again, I'd rather him do that than take a chance on fielding it. And you know, it's probably one of the hard. If you're going to field a baseball, you know, it's a round ball on a flat surface.
You can actually do it on Facebook here and show the example.
Oh, yeah. But on a football, especially on that turf, you know, you got an oblong ball and it's going to bounce. There's no telling how it's going to bounce. So you got to be really smart. It's very difficult. And then you saw there towards the, you know, after we realized that that's what they were going to do after the first couple times, that they were going to do a rugby style, then we put Ty Lee out there. You know, we put him up a little bit closer to catch the ball for the rugby style. And then we had Richie back there also. So we took a guy out of the front, put two receivers or two returners back there.
Yeah, and you're right. And Cannon's leg looked extremely strong. And I guess when you had the block kick and then the kick out of bounds, it were like back-to-back, and it kind of, you know, added some focus to that. But Matt Bonides and Wes commented on the air the other night. Matt Bonides may be the king of getting a good roll.
Yeah, he's got a four-leaf clover somewhere because, you know, and you talk about trying to field. You can't field his punt because you don't know where it's going to go. You know, one time it may go right down the middle. The other time it's going to go shank left and the other one shank right and get a great roll.
You know,
there's one he hit, went 25 yards and ended up being a 52-yard punt because he got a great roll on it. So, you know, he did a good job with that. And, you know, then Brent's punt, you know, was – I think that was a 43 or 42 yarder that we got him inside the 20 yard line on that. So, you know, I thought we handled the kicking game pretty good, other than the, you know, the blocked extra point and then Rook shank on the kickoff.
Do you think is it part of the plan to use Brent more as far as when field position dictates?
Absolutely, Chip. That's we've worked really hard at it, and you know, there'll be times that, you know, we'll end up going for it. That was just a little bit longer than what we liked. I think it was 4th and 7, 4th and 8 at that time. The thing you look at it, you know, we forced them to call a timeout.
Right.
So they had to use a timeout, and then, you know, we still got a chance to put them inside the 20.
All right. With more than 60 stores and restaurants, Stones River Mall is Murfreesboro's premier shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's Sports Grill or Buffalo Wild Wings with friends and family. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. The head coach of the Blue Raiders is with us tonight in a packed Sam Sports Grill this evening. We'll be back with more. Join us here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
I love my community. And as a doting dad...
Daddy's home!
A devoted son...
There you are, Joe!
And a good neighbor...
Hey, man!
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
Do you frequently find yourself stopping at Thornton's while you're on the go? Then start earning free rewards with Thornton's new Frequency Program. When you mix and match 9 of your favorite items, the 10th is free. Choose from over 700 items, including any size coffee or fizz freeze. Mix and match 9 items using your refreshing rewards card and get the 10th free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Not a refreshing rewards member? Visit a store and sign up today. Thornton's is a proud partner of MT Athletics.
Okay, hon, we're all gassed up. I'll pay, then we'll hit the road.
Woohoo! Hey, can you grab some snacks?
Sure.
And a few waters?
On it.
And maybe some candy?
Yep. Anything else?
Ooh, you know what? New Instant Games are out, so maybe grab one of each. We'll need a little fun for the ride.
What about my mixtape?
Oh, honey, bless your heart.
Wherever this summer's last road trip takes you, take August Instant Games along for the ride. Just remember to play responsibly. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill tonight. Our program brought to you in part by Tennessee Event Specialist for your tailgate and party needs at the next home game. They specialize in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and more to make your MTSU tailgate one to remember. Give them a call, 877-355-8782, or visit online at tneventspecialist.com. And Coach, we spent a good bit of time talking about offense and special teams. The Blue Raider defense, we touched on it early, but I thought there were a lot of very, very good things out of the defense on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm really encouraged, and I've been encouraged by what we've done, the changes we've made since this spring. And like I said, after we settled in there, those first three possessions, I thought we played really lights out football other than the one swing pass there in the third quarter. So very encouraged by that, and I think those guys will only continue to get better. And you look at, you know, that whole front basically were new guys, you know, and you had Khalil Brooks out there, and you had a true freshman in the back end, that, you know, Reed Blankenship, and, you know, some other guys there. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we improve each week as we move closer into conference play.
Yeah. By the way, Wes Counts has joined us here, but I talked to Scott Schaefer right there. Talked to Scott Schaefer on Thursday. I said, Scott, if I'm seeing X, that means that you're kind of getting some of the things done you want to get done. And his answer was, if Ralph Webb is having to bounce it outside, then we're doing what we need to do in the middle.
Yeah, and I said it earlier. You think about it, you know, 29 carries last year for 211 yards. Thank you. You know, this year, 24 carries for 49.
Right.
You know, and to me, that means, you know, we tackled well, that we got hats to the ball, that we did a good job with gap integrity up front. And we, when he did bounce it, you saw when he did bounce it, that our safeties and corners really came up, did a good job chopping him down.
Yep, and, you know, and you had some guys who were moving to different positions. Javonte Moffitt moved back to the free safety spot. You know, Wesley Bush is a guy who is
first time
out there. Reed Blankenship, like you mentioned. Darryl Randolph played an awful lot. Charvarius Ward made big plays. Michael Minner, a veteran back there, and I know you want to see more out of him.
Yeah, you know, I thought our back end, you know, did a good job. On that first touchdown pass, you know, Javonte didn't get over the top. And, you know, so made a mistake there. But I thought our secondary tackled really well. You know, I thought we challenged them. And I said earlier, I thought one of the biggest improvements of Vanderbilt were their receivers. I think they're, you know, legitimate SEC guys now.
You put a lot of trust in DJ Sanders as that middle linebacker. He's got to make a lot of the calls out there.
Yeah, you know, DJ's this is his third year starting, fourth year playing. He's a great, great person, great teammate. He works. He's smart. He understands the game. He can get guys lined up if they make a mistake, and he plays fast. You know, he made a lot of really good tackles out there, and provides some good continuity, some dependability out there at the inside linebacker position.
It seemed like we were calling Khalil Brooks' name all night.
Yeah, and I think you will, you know, this whole year. And you saw what we're doing with him. You know, we're bringing him a lot on some pressure stuff. He's in zone coverage. You know, he's a good tackle. He's a good football player. Undersized, obviously, but is a good football player. He's a really good tackler and a smart football player. So I think, you know, Khalil will have a really, really good year this year.
Yeah, and you look at those four guys who are listed number one on the depth chart up front, Walter Brady, Rosheem Collins, Malik Manseel, Jamal Jones. Can't remember whether Malik has actually started a couple of games, but across there, nobody who's ever started, but a guys who do have some experience.
Yeah, you know, Rosheem's a junior college guy, just got here, so he's learning.
He had a real quick learning curve, didn't he?
Yeah, he had to. And, you know, Malik played a little bit last year, not much, but has a great motor. Again, he's undersized. You know, you're 260 pounds in there in the defensive line. Going against the people we've got to go against, especially these first 3 weeks, makes it tough. But he's an extremely active player. He has good hands. He runs well. He plays with good leverage. He can get under people. So he did a nice job. And then, you know, Walter's played at Missouri, but this is the first time playing here and the first time playing in 2 years. You know, so, but I thought he played really well. He played really hard, played really smart football. And, again, if he can stay healthy, I think he can be really good. And then Jamal's played a bunch over the years. He's had a hard time staying healthy. And but he gives us a good, you know, solid, dependable guy in there.
All right, time to turn the page now as the Raiders look forward to taking on the Syracuse Orange at the Carrier Dome on Saturday at 2:30. Our broadcast will begin at 1 p.m. From Macaulay Dining Hall. That's where our tailgate show will come from, and we'll be live at the Carrier Dome 30 minutes prior to kickoff. Tonight's show is brought to you by The Avenue Murfreesboro. Explore over 95 shops and restaurants and enjoy The Avenue's 10th anniversary celebration with events, deals, and giveaways all year long. We'll be joined by Brian Higgins of the Syracuse Radio Network when we return to Sam Sports Grill after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too.
Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
At Roscoe Brown, we just want you to be comfortable. So from day one, we focused on service with integrity. And that's why we've been your choice for 75 years.
Roscoe Brown.
Trusted for 75 years. And now for a limited time at Roscoe Brown, you can claim up to $1,450 in cool cash rebates on a new Carrier system. Carrier, turn to the experts. Multiple financing options available.
Roscoe Brown.
Trusted for 75 years. RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
There's a lot you can do to pass some time, like running. You know, people love running. Just you, your feet pounding the pavement. Actually, running's not always fun. You know what is always fun? Keno to Go from the Tennessee Lottery. With drawings every 5 minutes, prizes up to $100,000, and the ability to watch drawings anywhere, anytime using the Tennessee Lottery app. Nothing beats the fun of Keno to Go. And it's fun whether you're alone or in a house full of friends. Fast, fun, and full of prizes. It's Keno to Go from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
Take a time out with Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Perfect for tailgating or enjoying with your home team, Bunny gives you the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Stockstill live from Sam Sports Grill tonight at Stones River Mall. The Blue Raider Network has its own channel on the world's largest audio network. The TuneIn Radio app and the TuneIn partnership allows Blue Raider fans to hear the play-by-play and coaches' shows for free via the TuneIn mobile app, available on Apple and Android devices or on TuneIn.com. And someone who is heard on TuneIn, Sirius XM, and all kinds of other places, Brian Higgins, who is a part of the Syracuse Radio Network, joins us tonight. And, Brian, appreciate the time tonight. Thanks for joining us. Brian, are you there? We'll see if we can get him on here in a moment. But first of all, Wes Counts, we mentioned, is here with us tonight. We'll check with him just a moment. Brian, are you there? Not hearing him at the moment, but having a little technical issue on that. But Wes, what you saw and you heard Coach talk about it, a lot of things as you move forward, some things to build on for sure coming out of game one, always the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's the saying, you get better, the most improvement happens between week one and week two. So I would assume that we'll see that Saturday. It's just a matter of, you know, we're playing a different team with a different operation. You know, Syracuse is more of a Baylor type offense where they're going to throw it around, a lot of screens, a lot of vertical routes, and then their defense is really good. So we'll see how our guys adjust and grow from week one to week two.
We'll give it one more try and see if Brian Higgins is online. Brian, are you there? All right, we're going to have to quick kick here and move on. Appreciate him trying to get in with us though tonight. When you look at their, you've done a little bit of film work on them already, and Coach, you can chime in as well now in this part of the conversation. But we're going to go from one extreme to the other from a tempo standpoint, right, Wes?
Yeah, it's going to be for our fans, and Coach can correct me, but I think for our fans it's going to be very similar to what we saw at Missouri last year. It's very vertical oriented. The route adjusts based on coverage. A lot of screens, wide receiver screens. They really work the number one receivers, the outside receivers, more than the slot guys. And then they've got two really good running backs. I'm not really impressed with their line. When they zone things, I think they're better. When they pull and try to do some power stuff, I just don't think they're fast enough to get there. But, you know, I think it'll be very much what we saw at Missouri last year.
That's a good analogy. I think it would be very similar. And I said last year, Missouri was the fastest tempo team that I'd ever seen, played against, seen anything. And I would assume that Syracuse is going to be the same. They ran 102 plays, I think, last year in the Pittsburgh game, the last game of the year. They scored 61 points.
Yeah, well, they averaged like 55.5 over their last two games, counting the Pitt game and then their opener.
I haven't seen.
Well, they 61, then they scored 50 the other day.
Oh, you're talking about plays.
Yeah, yeah. But and you guys try to simulate that, but can you completely simulate that?
We'll go against each other, offense, defense. We'll go against each other, just so we can continue good against good, that competition part. But the defense has to see what plays they're going to see from Syracuse, and you cannot simulate it, scout team. So, just the tempo of going against each other has got to be sufficient enough for you.
Dino Babers, in his second year as head coach, he does have – I mean, is this the Baylor offense that he learned when – you know, a couple of stops ago when he was at Baylor, or what would you, when you look at it, what would you, if you could relate it to something that our fans might have seen, is it more like Missouri?
I would say that Wes is, dead on it with his saying about Missouri, that, you're going to change, he was at Baylor, then he was at Bowling Green for a couple years, and now Syracuse. So you're going to evolve, you're going to change and add some things and do some things different. So I haven't studied Baylor enough to know if this is Baylor's offense or is this, Syracuse's offense or Missouri's offense. But watching them on tape, they seem more similar to, like Wes said, what Missouri did last year.
Wes, we were talking off the air about it a little bit and about reads as they go downfield, things like that. What problems does that tend to cause for defensive backs?
I don't know if it does. I guess you can't key on anything because the route will adjust to what you're doing defensively. But I don't really understand it. I think it makes it very hard on the quarterback, because you have to wait for that receiver to make up his mind. It makes it hard on the offensive line. But for the receiver, it's easy. But for everything's vertical. So it's all going to be a one-on-one matchup. And you might get some safety help, but it just seems like it's just athlete versus athlete and see who can make a play.
Yeah, they do list a tight end in their two deep. How much do they try to use him?
They'll use him some, it's not a big, part of their offense, but, going by what Wes said, they're going to do a lot of RPOs. They're going to run pass options, and they're going to read what we call the hole player, which is the outside linebacker, the over the slot, the strong safety down there in that area, and they're going to read him, and that if he bites on the run action, then he's going to throw the hitch right behind him. If he stays out there, then he's going to hand the ball off, obviously, and run the ball. So they do a lot of that. You'll see a lot of that Saturday.
We are at Sam's Sports Grill tonight. Want to remind you that when the Raiders are on the road, like this weekend, you can always join the Blue Raider Network at McCauley Dining Hall, located in Corlew Hall on campus, for the live tailgate radio show. Great food and viewing parties available from MT Dining. We'll take a timeout. We've got a few questions from our listeners tonight. We'll get to those with Coach Stock when we return to Sam's Sports Grill as you listen to Rick Stockstill live from Learfield.
At Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint, they do things differently. They focus on doing one thing and doing that well. Plain and simple, they have a fantastic burger, a passion for craft beer, and their staff brings it all together. Be sure to ask their knowledgeable beer experts about the Notch Club. Jack Brown's Beer and Burger Joint. Stop by and visit them today in Murfreesboro at 113 North Maple Street. For more info and full menu, check them out at jackbrownsjoint.com. Jack Brown's is proud to partner with MT Athletics.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
Every Saturday, football fans flock to stadiums around the country to cheer on their teams. Chances are, the next person your business needs to hire is in the stands somewhere. But how do you find them? Here's the smartest way. Go to ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards, and ZipRecruiter identifies relevant candidates fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, leading job site of college sports fans everywhere. For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/football.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam Sports Grill. Rick Stockstill live. Chip Walters, Wes Couch joining us tonight, and the head coach of the Blue Raiders. And this week it is Syracuse, the Orange, at the Carrier Dome. And obviously one of the questions that comes in when you play in a dome, and Jennifer McKnight checking in. What difference will playing in the Carrier Dome this week be for the team, and how will you prepare them for guys who have never played in a dome before? How can you simulate that in practice?
Well, we can't do it, you know, obviously that, but it'll be louder. You know, with some of these guys, a lot of them played in San Antonio, you know, 2 years ago. The thing that's unique about the Carrier Dome is it's extremely hot in there.
It is not air conditioned.
And you would think the Carrier, you know, you'd have some AC, but, you know, so it's hot and it's really loud from the people I've talked to. So we've got to do a good job this week of hydrating, especially with the tempo that we're going to be going against with Syracuse. But you just got to try to prepare them as much as you can. I'm not sure about the lighting. Sometimes in domes, the lighting is difficult, but I would think as much, you know, games, basketball games and everything that they have there, that won't be an issue.
Yep. The other thing that really comes to my mind is Scott Schaefer and his son Wolfgang. Going back, you went back to Clemson, I guess, 09 when we played there, but under different circumstances with him going back. DJ Sanders today said that, you know, coach really hadn't brought it up very much, except that said that, you know, we go up there and win. I'm best friends with all my defensive guys forever. But it's going to take quite a guy, like, you know, and he is quite a guy, to be able to compartmentalize that and stay totally focused on what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, there won't be a problem. It's just like when I went back to Clemson, you know, that there's going to be a lot of guys on that team that he recruited, a lot of guys that he coached, a lot of guys he's got relationships with, people in those stands that he's got, you know, relationships, friends with. You know, so it'll be good to see those people and shake their hand. But, you know, once it, you know, it tees off, you know, then it's all ball.
Yeah.
You know, you're just focused on that. And, you know, Scott's been in this business a long time that, you know, it's not going to be an issue, obviously, one way or the other.
Yep. Wes, you and I were talking a little bit about we've talked about their offense, but defensively, they appear to be improved.
Yeah, well, I don't know how improved they are, but I know their two interior linemen, defensive linemen, are absolutely huge and fast. I don't know the name, 95 and 92, but they can flat get it. And, Coach, what they line up with at an angle, you know, and, you know, I guess kind of what Tampa Bay used to do way back when. Why do they do that?
I think just to try to get a better angle, you know, to try to penetrate. They're up the field. They're penetrators. They're not sitting and read guys. So I think it's just to try to get an angle to force your guard to turn his shoulders, you know, to create leverage for a linebacker or a defensive end. You know, some people do it with one. They'll tilt the nose. You know, some do it with two, obviously, and they're one that does it that way. But I think it's maybe just to get more inside pressure on your guards and center.
Is the challenge they provide up front different than what we saw with Vanderbilt or not?
Yeah. These two, like Wes said, these two are really good. Their front is really big and really fast. Their linebackers can roll. You know, so I think it's until you get in there and you see it face to face, you know, you don't really know. Sometimes you don't get a true appreciation of how good or how fast somebody is watching it on tape. And it takes you seeing them live to see that and understand it. So, but I know these guys, they're in the ACC for a reason. So I know they're really talented.
For your offensive line and to be able to bounce back and get better from last week and the experience of that, I mean, and people, I think a lot of times fans or whoever, media, whatever, will ask a question, okay, what little magic bullet are you going to pull out? It doesn't really change. It's just about continuing to do the work.
Yeah, you know, there's no magic dust. You're not going to sprinkle something on somebody and all of a sudden – you know, they've got it. It takes time. And, you know, you got three guys that have never played. They've never played, you know, offensive line. They've practiced, but they've never played. And, you know, so it takes time for that to happen. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we'll get a little bit better this week against Syracuse, a little bit better next week against Minnesota, the next week, you know, and, you know, by the time you get into conference play that, you know, now you – really feel good about what you're doing.
Is it too much of a generalization to say that when you build your football team by recruiting and signing, and whether it's high school players, junior college players, transfers, whatever it may be, that it is built to try to win Conference USA, and when you play a Power 5, you're going to face a different animal a little bit than what you would face on 8 of your 12 Saturdays?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've never beat Vanderbilt on a recruit. We've never beat Minnesota on a recruit. A safety 2 years ago, you know, we were recruiting him. He's from South Georgia, and he went to Minnesota. You know, he intercepted a pass against us and ran it back for a touchdown up there 3 years ago. You know, so, yeah, you would like to recruit those guys, you know, but right now, you know, you're not going to get them. So you've got to get guys that you think can help you win your conference. Because to say, yeah, I want this five-star recruit, I mean, they're not coming to Middle Tennessee.
Everybody wants it.
They're going to, you know, the SEC or the ACC or those schools. So you try to recruit, you know, the best player you can to fit your needs and help you win your conference, because that's ultimately what you're the most important thing.
Well, speaking of recruiting, and you look at what, I mean, you go back to what Coach Schaefer did when he was the head coach there, and now what Dino Babers has done as the head coach. They have come south to get some speed. There are a lot of Florida, South Georgia bodies on their roster in key positions.
Yeah, and Syracuse, back in the 90s, mid-90s there, they made a living when Paul Pasqualoni was the head coach there, because I was at Clemson, and we recruited against each other all the time, that they made a living in Florida, almost like West Virginia, how they go into South Florida and get a lot of kids. Syracuse goes into Florida, and they're starting to do that again.
Yeah, and as the week goes along, we'll have more information about their roster and all, but it is a 2:30 start Central Time. It is on the ACC Network if you happen to get that on your local cable system. We will take a timeout and be back to wrap things up on our final segment with the head coach after this. You're listening to Rick Stockstill live from the Blue Raider Network and Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Family Leisure's Labor Day weekend sale.
Crazy sale prices this weekend on everything in stock.
Family Leisure is clearing out all leftover summer items and introductory prices on all the new fall products.
Spas, massage chairs, home theater seating, and recliners. Even gas logs, all at up to 50% off.
And don't forget, pool tables, bars, and bar stools. Even game tables are on sale as well.
Family Leisure has the largest selection and guaranteed low prices on spas and hot tubs. That's Family Leisure's Labor Day weekend sale.
Well, family and fun come together.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back in for our final segment. We've got about 4 minutes or so with Coach Rick Stockstill. Quick look at last weekend's first weekend scores. We mentioned Stanford was a winner over Rice in Australia, 62-7. UCF over FIU, 61-17. Navy over FAU, 42-19. Eastern Michigan over Charlotte, 24-7. Houston at UTSA was postponed. Kentucky beat Southern Miss 24-17. Oklahoma over UTEP 56-14. Western Kentucky over Eastern Kentucky 31-17. North Texas with a big win over Lamar 59-14. Louisiana Tech over Northwestern State 52-24. Old Dominion over Albany 31-17. And UAB, the return of football in Birmingham as they knock off Alabama A&M 38-7. And Coach, always the first weekend, and as you said, never as bad as you think, never as good as you think. Impressions on what the league did in week one?
You know, it's hard. You know, so many of those guys, you know, played a 1AA team, so you're not sure what kind of team you've got. So it's hard to say, but, you know, Marshall had a good win, you know, there and over Miami of Ohio, and, you know, so it's hard to say that first week with the teams, you know, some of these guys played.
Yep. This week, well, we talked about Rice. I'm not sure they're home yet. Are they still in?
They got home. I talked to
talked to David Bailiff?
Yes, they got home and a couple, I think, last Thursday maybe or Friday, something like that.
So, can you imagine having to deal with that? And now, as Wes talked about during the break, Hurricane Irma may have an effect on South Florida on Saturday, whether it's FIU, FAU, Miami, depending on which direction the storm takes. And, you know, that's one thing you don't want to have to worry about is the weather.
Yeah, we'll have good weather in the carrier, don't we? Don't have to worry about wind and rain anyway. So that's a good thing. We got – what's the old boy's name for at the Weather Channel? Mike Cantori.
Cantori.
Hey, Mike Cantori shows up at your game.
That's Wes. Wes Cantori.
Yeah, we have the AccuWindow forecast with Wes. He looks out the window and tells us what it is. Wes, what do you want to see in week two that we didn't see in week one?
I guess just improvement on the offensive line. That's the biggest thing. I thought our defense did pretty well. I feel confident they'll get better each week, but the offensive line's the blaring question mark, especially in the run game. You know, we've talked about it. As good as Brent and Richie and Ty Lee and all those guys are, we win when we run for 100 yards, when we have a 100-yard rusher. So, you know, we got to be able to run the football, and it starts up front.
Yeah, and in your tenure here, we have been at our best offensively. When you look and be able to see a guy like Benny Cunningham running like that, or Itavius Mathers, when you can – people may look at you as a passing offense, but when you're at your best, you're still balanced.
You look at any team in the country, and if they can run the ball effectively and throw it, you know, they got a better chance of winning, and it doesn't matter where you are, what level you are. You've got to be able to run the ball, and you've got to be able to, you know, control the line of scrimmage in the passing game as well as the running game. So I'd like to see us improve in that area as well.
30 seconds, taking a new group on the road for the first time.
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, it'll be a learning experience, and, you know, you've got to be mentally tough to overcome. You know, there's going to be a really loud crowd and be able to tough enough to overcome all that, block all the noise out.
Well, best of luck this week, and we'll be on the air on Saturday afternoon. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, Coach Rick Stockstill joining us here on this Monday night. We will be back here next Monday before the Raiders take on Minnesota. Again, this week, tailgate show at 1 p.m. from Macaulay Dining Hall on the MTSU campus, and we will join you 30 minutes prior to kickoff from the Carrier Dome. So, for Coach Rick Stockstill, Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us and good night for the Blue Raider Network and Learfield.
The Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.